Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hey friends, welcome to WrestleBuddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am Matt Elfring. With me, as always, on this very special episode is Chrissy Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join DarkOrder.com. I'm fantastic, and you're fantastic, because we have one fantastic interview lined up. Matt, do you know who we're talking to?
I do, because we technically recorded this interview. We're in the same audio session, actually.
Why are you?
We recorded it 10 minutes ago.
So we're talking to Dalton Castle, Ring of Honor star, professional wrestling, super elite star. Like, he's king of the world, Dalton Castle. He is fighting this weekend at Ring of Honor Best in the World. It is a match for the six-man tag team championships. Dalton is teaming with Dak Draper and Eli Isom against Shane Taylor Promotions, consisting of Khan, Moses, and of course Shane Taylor of Shane Taylor Promotions. And Matt, I think it's a pretty good interview.
I'm gonna be honest, it's bonkers in the best way possible. It's the most Wrestle Buddies interview yet.
Are you prepared to go on a journey with us?
Okay, let's go on a journey of real interview that falls apart quickly into insanity in the best way possible.
I mean, this is exactly what I hoped would happen. And
this is what I wanted.
Also of note, if you haven't ever heard our first interview with Dalton Castle, head back to like one of the very early episodes of Wrestle Buddies, in which we talked to Dalton about everything from visiting the Tiger King Zoo at one point in his life to, I believe, he lives on a farm now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, there's a lot of good stuff in there. So
that's a much more serious interview.
That is, yes, that is the I'm trying to think of, there's the Vice there. That is more of like the Vice TV version of a Wrestle Buddies interview versus this, which is the Wrestle Buddies version of a Wrestle Buddies interview.
And if you can tell that I had COVID during that first Dalton Castle interview,
it's
you win a prize because I had COVID.
Yeah. Good time.
That was the second day after I was really sick. Oh, it was terrible.
Good times. Great memories.
Anyway, here's the weird interview. Enjoy it. It's great. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here once again with our very first guest that we ever had on the show, who is also, it's also the most popular episode of Wrestle Buddies, Dalton Castle. Dalton, how are you?
I'm not good. I just spilled water on my lap.
Oh no! Interview over.
Terrible. It's a good. I have a laptop. I spilled water in my lap. Where do you think that water went?
Oh boy!
On the top.
So if you disappear halfway through this, we know what happened.
I died of electricity, but it's for good cause because the Wrestle Buddies need me on their podcast. I'm here to do it.
You're here to save the show.
I'm not too busy for you, fellas.
Fantastic. So on Sunday, July 11th, you'll be at Best in the World Ring of Honor's pay-per-view. First time you will have fans back in the arena. Are you excited to be, you know, wrestling in front of fans again?
Yeah. I guess I'm excited. I'm excited to make some connection. I've been lacking the eye contact, which is, I love to give that out. People need the eye contact. I fear that it's going to be brief. Because I have, foolishly, I thought it was in the 10th. I thought the pay-per-view was on the 10th, and I scheduled three other things that I need to do on the 11th, and so my schedule's going to be tight. So I'm going to get in and get out, but I promise you, boy, am I going to look fantastic.
What else is scheduled on the 11th for, if you don't mind me asking?
I agreed to do the grand opening for this frozen yogurt stand. I don't remember the name of it, but something like pull our levers. There was this guy who's like a Vespa. He says he can beat me in a foot race. I was like, no way, I can beat any machine. So I gotta really shut his mouth on that. Then I gotta get home because, you know, it's getting hot and the crops are gonna, they need the water. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my leaves to wilt on all my plants. my cucumbers. Do you know how hard it is to keep cucumbers alive in this heat?
He does.
I am growing cucumbers right now.
I got things going on, fellas. Plus, there's another handful of projects that are unrelated to wrestling.
So you are challenging Shane Taylor Promotions for the six-man tag titles. You are teamed up with Dak Draper and Eli Isom.
Two beautiful young whippersnappers that I think have a whole bottle of talent just sitting in those little bellies of theirs. And I'm looking to squeeze them and squirt it all over the ring and get the talent shown in front of a bigger audience. And I think taking on a true team like Shane Taylor Promotions, a guy who's proved himself time and time again, I think this will be a moment for everybody in Ring of Honor, and it's going to bring a lot of eyes to the product and help accomplish the goal that I'm working towards here.
And one of the segments about you talking about this match, you had quite the laugh riot going on when you said that Shane Taylor foolishly accepted this challenge. What makes you challenging Shane Taylor, you know, the funniest thing in the world to you in that moment?
Well, I'm like, look at me. Look at Dalton Castle here. I've won the six-man championships before. I'm very, very capable of doing it again. I beat the team of the Briscoe brothers and Bully Ray, three of the hardest hitting and strongest members that we've had on our roster. And what did I did it all by myself. Mm-hmm. I did it all by myself with the boys. They left the room. They ran away. And what did I do? I took my big old muscles and I pinned Mark Briscoe to the mat. And Shane, listen, he's very, very good. Khan is very, 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 very muscly. And Moses, boy, does he got a lot of inertia when he starts moving that he can run right through people. But I'm not afraid of those guys because you know what they aren't? They are not as talented as me. They are not as exciting as me. And they are not focused on the big picture of making Ring of Honor exciting. And I am. I want to make it so exciting that I know... I'm gonna win.
Well, then to that end, like obviously Taylor, he has a decent eye for talent, but like you've assembled a pretty good team. Do you view yourself as having a better eye for talent? And what, I guess now that, especially that you're going back in front of fans, the fans of Ring of Honor want to see.
Yeah, I've got a great eye for talent. I mean, I look at Eli, who's somebody who's shown some real, real talent throughout the years. I just think he's holding back, and that's the problem. I'm trying to cut his ropes loose. I mean, are you a big fan of NSYNC? I remember that title?
No strings attached, baby.
Yeah. That's Eli right now. He's all tied up. I got to clip him like Pinocchio, and he just doesn't know what he's got inside him. Dak, a mountain of a man. Very, very talented, very charismatic too. I like what I see him. I feel like if those two are next to me and we get in there with a great, great wrestling team like Shane Taylor Promotions, the Hollywood Foreign Press is going to take notice.
I'm so glad you brought up the Hollywood Foreign Press because I, like you, think you deserve and should be rightfully demanding attention. Uh-oh. I hope they're coming wolves? For you.
They're coming out. No, I'm fostering some dogs. I found a bunch of stray dogs in the neighborhood. I've been taking them in, and it's there's a lot of them. So I. Okay, get down. No. Get the conch. They'll be okay. They'll be all right over there.
Do you have a bucket full of conch balls ready for these stray dogs you're taking in?
Yeah, there are about, so there's 37 of them. 37, wow. You imagine this? My neighborhood is bananas. I was walking around and I just keep finding them. They just keep, like, I don't know how they get into these people's fences. And they're just standing in these front yards and barking because they're trapped. So I get them out and I free them and I bring them home.
Wow, you are honestly the hero that we all need, especially after this last year.
I am, and they have like these collars. I feel like they can't breathe, so I take the whatever tied around their neck, these leather straps. I'm helping them. I'm a hero.
Well, thank you.
Hey, that's the little one. Go back to the field. Go. There you go.
They just want their voices to be heard. I mean, I think that's really what dogs want.
That's all dogs want. That and peanut butter.
Yeah.
I have to jump back to the Hollywood Foreign Press thing, because again, I think you deserve the recognition. Is there anyone specific within that group of esteemed, if you will, critics, reporters, journalists?
Whoever hands the trophies out. I'm with the trophy guy or girl. I don't mean to be sexist there. Mm-hmm. I'm just being in general. Whoever's in charge of that, you go ahead and you hand me a trophy. I need to bring some prestige, some panache, some pizzazz to Ring of Honor.
I don't disagree at all. I would also say to the Golden Globes. Where would you put that trophy if they handed you one?
Well, first I'd have to build a mantle.
Ooh.
And then I'd put it underneath the mantle.
Under the mantle?
Yeah.
What goes all on right. The mantle then?
That's where the hot stuff goes.
That's very good. You're not wrong. Right, it's not. You're not wrong. Well, I get like my big question concerning this is, obviously, I don't know how closely you follow what the Hollywood Foreign Press is up to, but they are not airing their show on NBC next year. Would you? Is this something that you would all? Obviously, yes. Get you at least one trophy.
Is the Emmys going to be on TV?
Oh, Emmys also be on TV. But then I was also wondering, how willing would you be to host the Golden Globe show on the Ring of Honor?
I would come on, maybe do a pre-recorded something, because I'm very busy. I don't have time to host a 4-hour event. Well, who's got time to do that? I barely have time to wrestle a 15-minute wrestling match. That's why I make them so fast. I try to get in and pin my guys as quick as possible, because I got other engagements.
You are the most efficient man in Hollywood, for sure.
Oh, don't howl. That was cute.
What are the dogs going to do when you're doing your foot race, when you're doing your frozen yogurt opening?
Do they come with you?
Yes, I bring them all with me. Why do you think I'm so stressed? It's very difficult. So. Yeah. And you know how much it costs to bring giant bags of kibble?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, traveling on the plane alone seems like a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's why we drive.
Well, is that partially why you're doing all these extra events, is just so you can, you know, feed the dogs?
This is it. That's all it is. I mean, listen, I love wrestling, and I know I belong in here, and I was born to entertain and make everybody happy, and I'm really, really good at pro wrestling, but these dogs need me. And my cats, you know, they don't like it, but they're supportive of me, and they try to help out when they can.
Fantastic.
It's great to see you have the support of the animals in your life. Dalton, we very much appreciate you coming back on the show. I know you're stressed.
Hey, listen, I'm going to have to go. I've got to meet David Arquette. We have a mind-melting session where we try to sit forehead to forehead and read each other's thoughts.
Tell him I'm looking forward to the next Scream movie. It looks very good.
We'll not talk to him about you at all.
Okay, well, thank you. Perfect.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Shut up back there!
What the fuck? That was so good. Holy cow.
He just closes the laptop.
Matt, please tell me you're including us cackling at the end into this, because oh my god. Would love to thank Dalton Castle for stopping by the show to talk about Best in the World, Ring of Honor Best in the World. Sunday, July 11th, 7 p.m. Eastern time on pay-per-view. It is the company's first show back in front of fans, and it is now, in my mind, a one-match show in which Dalton Castle rules the planet for about maybe 15 minutes, he said.
Listen, the Dalton Castle interview we did last year, we talked about Tiger King.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Fun, like,
it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
This Dalton Castle interview, and again, this is short. This is maybe a 10-minute little interview. This may not only be the best Wrestle Buddies interview of all time, it's probably just the best interview of all time. I mean, we learned so much about him.
It's true. I didn't know. First of all, Matt, I didn't want to say anything in the interview. He is kidnapping people's dogs.
He is
a notorious dog napper in his town.
Let's go over the events that we just learned. There's dogs in his neighborhood. They're behind cages. He's letting them free and taking off their collars.
It seems like a bad idea.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, do we have a leftover situation where there's just stray dogs everywhere? Or is Dalton Castle dog napping?
I think he's dog napping. But what's more, he's also, like, evidently he's filling up his roster with special appearances, or he's filling up his schedule with special appearances. He's open on Sunday. He's also opening a Frogurt shop.
He's also challenging a Vespa to a foot race.
He's going to race a Vespa. Like,
did he watch the movie Luca on Disney Plus and somehow get it in his mind that he needs to do a Vespa foot race?
I mean, maybe. Good for him. What I like about Dalton Castle, Matt, and again, he's fighting for the six-man tag team championships at Ring of Honor Best in the World. What I love about Dalton Castle is that he's doing all he can to get his name out there.
Yeah.
To really appeal to the Hollywood foreign press to get him that trophy.
I can't believe he's kidnapping dogs, though.
I'm surprised, but also I'm glad he's not kidnapping dogs and then just leaving them to survive on their own.
No, he's taking care of them, and he's doing all these foot races and Frogurt openings to feed dogs.
It's very strange, but you know what?
That was weird.
Thanks, Dalton Castle. You are the best of us.
If all of our interviews could be 10 minutes completely unhinged like that.
10 minutes of complete insanity. The only kind of interview I ever want to do from now on. You hear that, everyone else? Do you hear that?
Hey, make sure to go rate us and review us on the Apple Podcasts. Hit that subscribe, like, comment button, whatever.
Follow us on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies.
We're also on Facebook. I never post on there.
We're also on Instagram. I never post on there. Maybe one day I'll get back into TikTok and then I'll be able to make a TikTok account for us. It'll be great.
We're going to do it. Chris, any final words?
I love Dalton Castle.
I second that. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.